Okay, the next question. Feelings don't change the facts, but where do they come in relation to our practical Christian walk? Does the difference between having head knowledge and knowing with our hearts have anything to do with emotions?
Read that again.
Feelings don't change the facts, but where do they come in relation to our practical Christian walk? Does the difference, let's look at these in two separate questions.
Okay.
Feelings don't change the facts, but where do they come in relation to our practical Christian walk?
Read the second part also, please. We can have it into two questions.
Well, it does seem like it's two separate questions. But the second says, does the difference between having a head knowledge and knowing with our hearts have anything to do with emotions?
Let me try. See if we could get some help here. The question have to do with emotion, if I heard it correctly.
And feelings.
And how is that? Read the first part one more time. Sorry, Ken.
It's okay.
We should say something here. We don't want anyone to think that we would make fun of a question. We want to try to decipher exactly what you're asking us so that we can apply, and I'm not saying that to you anymore, just for all of us, just to make someone realize that because we are having a little difficulty apprehending exactly what you're asking, that's why we're looking at it pretty closely.
Yeah, usually when you write something, you know what you're talking about, but then when somebody hears it, we want to make sure that exactly what you're asking is
that's right.
Feelings don't change the facts, but where do they come in? This is what I'm putting in, so it makes it just a little clearer. In relation to our practical Christian walk, does the difference between having head knowledge and knowing with our hearts have anything to do with emotions?
God created us as human with feelings. Spirit, soul, and body is man, what man is. Feelings is part of God's creation. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus, when he was here on earth as a perfect man, expressed feelings. He moved with compassion. That's a feeling. Mm-hmm. He wept when he was sad. He said, my soul is troubled. He said, I am exceedingly, in Gethsemane, sorrowful. So there are feeling that is part of being a human. Okay, I use the Lord Jesus to express how perfect he was as a man. He was a man. He had feelings. So feelings are part of who we are. God created us with feelings. Sin came in.
That's good.
Sin came in. When God created Adam, Adam had feelings. When sin came in, feeling, mind, and body was tainted by sin. And it affected the way man think, it affected the way man feel, and it affected the body of man. That's why there is sickness. Not only that, there is death. That was a result of sin. Okay? So when sin came in, it affected everything. Cain hated his brother and killed him. That's a feeling. Now, there was a feeling before sin came in, but now because sin tainted that feeling, it hate expressed itself and action took place and he killed his brother. So what we wanted to say is that as human, we have feelings. Because we are born in sin, our feeling have been tainted by sin. When you get saved, when you come to the Lord Jesus, you get a new nature. You get the Spirit of God. You still have the old man in you, who still have some influence on those feelings. The Spirit of God desire to take control of your body, your soul, and your spirit, including your feelings. So, feelings are there. How do they come in our practical Christian life? They come in there. We have feelings. But Christianity goes beyond also feeling. Because Christianity takes us from the realm of sense, of touching and feeling, because none of us have seen the Lord Jesus with these eyes. But though we have not seen him, we believe. So we have a system of faith. And that sanctified everything, including our feeling. So my feeling will be deceiving if I follow only my feeling that is tainted by sin. What I do is this. I take the word of God. It doesn't matter how I feel. And that may be even related to the question before that. It doesn't matter how I feel. It matters really what the word of God is saying. And the word of God should take control of my feelings. The word of God should have control on my feelings. The Spirit of God should have control on my feelings. So then they will be in alliance with what God designed for me. I'm just trying to give a general overview of feelings so we would not get them mixed up. We have to realize that we have feelings. We have to realize as a result of sin, these feelings are tainted with sin. And we have to realize as a Christian, we have the Spirit of God who should take control of those feelings.
So those feelings now that we have as believers are new feelings. They're no longer the feelings relative to sin and its failure. Because look, remember when the prodigal comes home, what does the father say? Let us make merry. Remember, that's a feeling. Merry meant over what? Over the fatted calf. So now it's not the feelings that are natural to the first man anymore. They are feelings that are commensurate with the new man. Because what you get is, even Paul to Philippians talks about rejoice in the Lord. That's the expression of feelings, but not natural feelings. Those are the feelings of Christ. Now, if we had a Christian company where there were no feelings, we would be an awful bunch of people. Very sad. But there is what is connected to the new man, feelings relative to that, which are quite in order. And I want to just tie in that with what Emil is saying, because he's perfectly right. Natural feelings are gone. But what we have now are feelings towards Christ. So that, isn't there a point in time for some of us, for most of us, when, as we've been singing, something touches the heart, and there is a tear that trickles down the eye, and those responses of emotion, emotion that's governed by not what is natural, but what is spiritual.
Can we also say what we had in our readings? That when you and I came to know the Lord Jesus, God began to work immediately to change the way I think. I once thought, and everything revolved around, a man that has gone down in judgment. Last summer at Grove City, we had an overview of this man. And we remember from Romans, we found that that x-ray, or whatever it was we called it, showed us that that man...
MRI.
He was bad from top to bottom. And I mentioned this verse today. I'll read it. It's Romans 12. And it's verse 2. It says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Spirit of God is going to work in you and I, if we allow Him, that my feelings are going to be in accord with the written Word of God. When they're not in accord with the written Word of God, I've got a problem. Now, we might be surprised to see that the first verse that comes after this verse that speaks of the renewing of the mind says to that believer, I say through the grace of God given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. God begins right away in changing our thinking process. And the first thing he starts with is that man. He starts with that man. Now, that's a tremendously important lesson. I didn't finish the verse 2. Transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I don't think that a believer can ever trust his feelings as far as that man is concerned. I can never trust them. I always have to come back and have my feelings
checked by the Word
checked
of God.
By the Word of God. Yes.